This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Every Wednesday night in Winston-Salem, you'll find a unique service going on at Centenary United Methodist Church. It's called Roots Revival, and it features outstanding local, regional, and national musicians performing live in Centenary's newly renovated auditorium. The Wednesday night sermons are based on the song texts sung by that evening's musicians. Each song is carefully selected in coordination with the minister, musicians, and Roots Revival music director, singer-songwriter Martha Bassett. She spoke with me about the service and a new concert series at Centenary. So, Martha, so much going on at Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem. Artistically, I know of a poetry reading series. They've had a faith and film series,
yes.
A lot of choral music going on. Why introduce this new program, Roots Revival?
Well, we wanted to have a service that's midweek. We wanted to use our newly renovated auditorium, which has fantastic sound. And sort of an outcropping of the service itself is that we wanted to offer a free concert series to the public. And we are about a year into having the service. It's on Wednesday nights at 7:30 in the auditorium at Centenary. And the idea was to have a service that was extra focused on music. And the sermons that the ministers preach are based on the song texts of the songs that we pick. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it beforehand. We have two focus songs in each service, one before the sermon and one after. And it's amazing how beautifully it all ties together. The rest of the music is traditional. Basically, the congregational music is traditional country gospel. And we have a little choir as part of Roots Revival. And actually, about a third of the congregation is in that choir. So we clearly are drawing a lot of musical, artistic people. And it's been a lot of fun.
I am a country girl. I've been around the world, and every place I've been ain't quite nothing like living in the South.
In the past year, I've been able to bring in Rhiannon Giddens of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Great singer.
Yes. Jonathan Bird, who's a fantastic North Carolina singer-songwriter. Singer-songwriter Dar Williams, one of my favorites, as well as a couple of more local groups like the Pinkerton Raid, which is a rock band from Durham, and Mipso, which is a bluegrass trio that's also from the Triangle and the Triad a bit. And my personal favorites, the Dan River Girls. They've been regular guests. One important thing to note is that our auditorium is fairly small and intimate, which makes for a great performance, but we can only hold approximately 200 people. So we have been doing brown paper tickets, and even though the concerts are free, you have to reserve your space for the larger acts. So if you are interested, sign up for our email list at rootsrevivalws.com.
For us here in the Triad, we get the benefit of the fact that you've been performing in this region for a while, connected with lots of great musicians. It must be fun, I mean, running a performance series in that sense.
It is so much fun. I'm bringing in all my favorite people, I have to admit, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to do it. It's been a lot of fun being on this side of the performing.
Give me an example of something you pick up, I mean, as a performer, because you've played many, many a gig, that helps you in this role.
I like to think that I can make the performers a little more comfortable, both technically with their stage requirements and just what they need before and after the performance.
Sympathetic.
Yeah. Hospitality.
A little Southern hospitality. Great. And we're all the beneficiaries here in the Triad because you're bringing in some great performers. Beginning with, I mean, kicking off the 2014 season, going huge with the Amigos, a group that was new to me. And after seeing their long list of credits and where they're headed, I'm amazed. How did you line up this group?
Their founder, Justin Poindexter, was in my band a few years ago, just as he had graduated from School of the Arts. And he eventually got a job at Lincoln Center in New York and moved up there and has started this fantastic band. Their musical diversity is kind of amazing, but they're very country and western and folk and mariachi and pop.
It's an amazing blend of stuff.
Yes.
And they do it all well.
They do.
They're also, I mean, they were chosen this year by the U.S. Department of State for the American Music Abroad program.
Yes.
What do you know about this program?
Well, when you are chosen, you don't know where in the world you're going for a while. They let you know at the last moment.
So like Peace Corps work.
Kind of, yeah. You have, they're representing the United States musically, and it's a huge honor.
Yeah, after this performance, the Omigos are headed to Laos, Burma, China, Cambodia, and Vietnam this spring as part of the... And we can hear them live right here in the Triad, thanks
Absolutely.
To this performance series. Great mix of styles, but what sets the, in your view, as a singer, songwriter yourself, what sets them apart?
Well, they have beautiful vocal harmonies, which is not all that unusual, but their instrumentation is interesting. Justin plays guitar. They have saxophone. They have accordion. And depending on the song, they add other instruments here and there, but that's the basis of it.
And yet somehow within that, they're on the road with Pete Seeger. They play the Preservation Hall Jazz, Jim Lauderdale. You don't get to do that stuff unless you're pretty special. As a singer yourself, what strikes you most about the Amigos in performance?
The fun that people have when they're listening, the fun that the guys have as they're playing. They really throw themselves into it. It's high energy performance. Their arrangements are very worked out, yet there's a looseness to it that feels improvised.
You know the effort it takes to pull that off.
Yes, I do. And they do it beautifully.
On the west side of the highway, there's a cabin on the hill. Just a little country cabin made of wood. On the road to California, I dream about it still. And I'd buy it for my darling if I could.
They've also got an upcoming album
due
to be released in February. You've had a sneak preview. What do you think?
It's fantastic. They came through North Carolina last summer, and I got to hear their music several times during that trip. Their original songs sound like good old standards, so they're well on their way to being good old standards.
That's always a good sign.
Yes.
You get a song that's new, and yet it sounds like, oh, I must have heard this 1,000 times. It's beautiful. And coming up in February... On the 19th, right around Valentine's Day, we get the couple, life partners and musicians, Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore, in concert. I was just listening to them on, thank goodness for YouTube, Losers was the tune that I listened to, a kind of a bluesy rendition of the two of them. And then they came out of that, and then the next tune was a more of a, almost like an old-timey ballad. But I was struck by Molly's voice. It's got that beautiful clarity to it. What hits you at a gut level with this duo?
Mainly Molly's voice. I really love her versatility. I love her huge range. I love the expressiveness of her voice and the richness. She's an amazing singer.
She really doesn't hold back.
She doesn't. I opened for her last year and saw her live, and she sounds exactly like she does on the recordings, which isn't always the case, as you know.
Just no hint of nerves. She just gets up there and belts it out.
Oh, yeah. She's a strong, strong singer.
See that kid sitting back at the bar? He's picking up a storm on his Martin guitar. The poor fool thinks he's gonna be a star, but he's just another loser like me. Losers, losers. Some are raggers, some are bluesers. Making disco sounds in a hojo lounge with a bunch of other losers like me.
Centenary United Methodist Church Roots Revival music director, singer-songwriter Martha Bassett. Martha also directs Roots Revival Stage, a new concert series at Centenary. The first performance of the new year is Wednesday night, January 15th at 7:30. It'll feature the Amigos. We've been sampling from their new album, due to be released February 1st. They'll be joined in concert with legendary folk artist and four-time Grammy Award winner David Holt. In February at Centenary, singer and Grammy winner Molly O'Brien will perform with guitarist Rich Moore. Both performances are free and open to the public, but you'll need to reserve your seat in the intimate 200-seat auditorium. That's at the Roots Revival Stage Memorial Auditorium at Centenary United Methodist Church, downtown Winston-Salem. Take the 4.5 Street entrance, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. And after this little break, we're back with more Amigos, but this time it's Amigas. Hispanic Arts Initiative Executive Director Maria Sanchez Bodi and talented young Latina artist Mount Tabor Senior Carla Garcia. They'll share their very special Punto de Vista with us next when Triad Arts Weekend continues.